Thursday, 7th of March, 2024. When the accusers stood up, they brought no accusation against him of such things as I supposed. Acts 25:18. The verbs need to be tweaked. More literally reads, concerning whom, having stood up, the accusers were bringing no charge which I was thinking. CG. Festus, still telling Agrippa what took place with Paul, just noted that on the next day, after Paul's accusers had come to Caesarea, he convened a trial. Now he notes, concerning whom? This is speaking of Paul, who was noted as the man of the previous verse. The case against Paul is being presented, with the charges against him now being spoken forth. Next, it notes, concerning those bringing the charges, having stood up. It is a formal court procedure where the ones to speak stand to address the court. All others remain seated until called to speak. Of those standing up, Festus next says, the accusers were bringing no charge which I was thinking. Based on the urgency of the Jews' complaints, he figured he had a real troublemaker or a capital offender on his hands. However, expecting accusations of being an agitator or someone who had committed a horrendous crime, he was left pondering what was so serious. Because of this, it seems that his words are possibly asking, maybe you can shed some light on this, King Agrippa. Festus was stumped about how to handle such charges because they had nothing to do with Roman law. This became evident when Paul appealed to Caesar. Paul stood in Caesar's court as he said, where I ought to be judged. Life application. Paul notes that those of the church must all appear before the Bema seat of Christ. We will all be judged for what we have done. There is only one thing that will be a source of rewards for us. Things done in faith. Our walk began in faith, believing that God sent Jesus to restore us to himself. We didn't see Jesus. We weren't there at the resurrection and we didn't see him ascend. Rather, we took those things on faith, along with everything else that we hold sacred to our walk with the Lord. For example, we have the Word of God, but we must believe that what it contains is truth. If we don't have faith in the initial creation account, as is recorded in Genesis, then we lack faith in God's Word. If we teach long-term creation, something not in accord with the Word, we are demonstrating that we do not trust the biblical narrative. Instead, we are believing something other than what it says, evolution, for example. And yet there is no evidence to support the evolutionary model. Thus we are placing our faith in evolution above our faith in God's Word. For this, we will lose rewards. If we do something nice for another, but it is not done in faith, where can there be reward in that? People who do not believe in Jesus do nice things all the time and yet they will receive no reward for their actions. Everything comes down to faith. Be people of faith and live your life in that state. What you do, do with the aim and goal of pleasing God. This should start with knowing what is pleasing to Him, and that is found in His Word. Read the Word, remember what it says, and apply it to your life. In this, you will be demonstrating faith. It logically follows then that you will receive rewards for what you have done when you stand at the Bema of Christ. May it be so for you. Lord God, may we be willing to read your word, remember your word, and apply your word to our daily walk before you. Help us to be people of faith, who act in faith towards you in everything we do. We pray this to your glory. Amen.
You say the Jews stood up.
The Jews stood up.
The Jews stood up and accused him,
but they did not accuse him of any serious crime, as they thought they would.
Verse 18.
Act 35, verse 18.